Let's begin with a basic question. What is a third mill class? What comes to your mind when you hear someone say, "I'm going to class"? Lots of us imagine a room with desks set in rows and a teacher standing in front giving lectures. Third mill classes can be like this, but we mean a lot more when we talk about third mill classes. In simple terms, a third mill class, or what we often call a learning community, is a group of people who study third mill's curriculum under the supervision of a leader or a team of leaders. When members of a third mill learning community devote themselves to understanding the material and apply it to their lives and ministries, the benefits can be astonishing.
The impact that we're seeing out in the rural areas of the country obviously is there's a deeper understanding of the Bible. When you start understanding the Bible more and you're facing off with the teachings of Christ more, all of a sudden, you start changing. And so we're seeing these students, they're listening to the stuff, they're facing off with the truths of Scripture. So holistically and spiritually, it is taking root. And education, this theology, this doctrine, this biblical academia, is changing communities for the gospel's sake.
We usually think of three kinds of third mill classes. Physical classes, where students and teachers meet face-to-face in the same place. Virtual classes, where students and teachers study as a group without coming together in one place. And hybrid classes, that combine physical and virtual meetings. Third mill physical classes come in many sizes. In smaller groups, students and teachers form strong bonds of friendship, even across denominational lines.
In our groups, we have many who are pastors, and we encourage them, pastors, to build relationships with each other that they can share for edification within their ministry context and build friendship that may, we hope, will last their whole lifetime as they're involved in ministry.
Larger classes have their own benefits. These groups reach more people at once and often have a much larger impact on the broader Christian community. In a few places, very large groups of several hundred people meet a few times a year. These students also meet between these large gatherings in smaller groups so that teachers can give them more personal attention.
A group of about 300 students up in the north of Argentina, they meet once a month with a huge screen. They all watch the video together. They split in small groups in the church building, and they sort of discuss the video together. Then they go out, and they meet in small groups whatever time they can meet. They do that 3 weeks, and after the 3 weeks, they meet back together for a huge gathering and a sharing of all the small groups.
Physical third mill classes generally meet from 1 to 3 hours a week. Of course, many of our students have jobs, families, and ministry responsibilities. So, some classes meet early in the morning. Students share a cup of coffee and get right to work. Others get together in the evenings after work. Some church leaders have dinner together and study while they eat. In other places, busy students can only meet on the weekends.
The leaders struggle to provide for their families. Most of them are working ministers. They're pastoring a church, they're serving in a church, but they have full-time jobs. Some of them have 2 full-time jobs. So we have helped to set up a Saturday school because that's basically the only time they have.
There are lots of options. So think about your situation and the kind of physical third mill class that will work best for you. It's great when students meet together physically. But virtual classes are also an excellent alternative to just studying on your own. In many parts of the world, the distance between teachers and students makes it difficult, if not impossible, to meet together in one place. But there are many advantages to learning with people who live far away from each other when you form virtual classes.
Our country is so big, some people won't visit us, but it's 4 days by train. This online project, it's answer for this problem. People could be in one class, but be far, far away from this place, from together. I'm happy that now we could do this ministry together.
When the technology is available, many of these virtual groups meet by video conference. They go online and talk with each other, perhaps one evening each week. At first, it might be a little awkward, but soon relationships form, and the experience is very encouraging. Where video connections aren't possible, students and teachers meet by phone, by email, or even through social media. One great advantage of virtual classes is that scheduling can be much more flexible, and students can meet with the same teacher at different times. Of course, it's always possible to have what we call hybrid classes. Sometimes in hybrid classes, a number of students meet physically while others join from a distance. There are also hybrid classes that alternate between meeting together in person once a month or so and meeting virtually the rest of the time. There are many different kinds of third mill classes. Don't get locked into just one idea of what makes a third mill class. All it takes is a leader and a handful of students who commit to learning the scriptures and sound theology using third mill materials.